from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker. California olive oil makers are celebrating a victory over their Mediterranean rivals. The September issue of Consumer Reports rates extra virgin olive oils, the kind many of us cook with or pour on our salads, and picked just two oils as excellent, both from California. Three other California oils were rated very good. The panel found that most of the imported oils were flawed, some of them stale and rancid. The winners were the pricey McAvoy Ranch made in Petaluma and the two-buck chuck of the tasting, Trader Joe's California Estate. That's a blend from the Sierra foothills made for the grocery chain. Dan Flynn directs the UC Davis Olive Center. That's a joint venture of the UC and California olive growers. And Mr. Flynn, what do you make of this tasting?
Well, what I found is that their results were very similar to what UC Davis found. And what we found was that about two out of every three bottles that we pulled off the supermarket shelf had the defects that Consumer Reports found.
Yeah, that was a tasting you folks did last year.
That's correct, and the year before.
And what is a good flavor in oil versus a bad flavor anyway? What does staleness taste like?
What you find with a lot of these oils that are defective is they remind you of something you would buy at a paint store and not really at the grocery store.
Yeah, and a good flavor?
A good flavor can be grassy. It should have the impression of freshness. And really, what I think most people don't realize about extra virgin olive oil is that it's a fresh product, it's a natural product, and it's not going to get better with time.
Most of the imports in the tasting were supermarket brands, so aren't there some good imports out there?
Oh, yes. Actually, there's great olive oil made anywhere in the world they make olive oil, but there's also bad olive oil anywhere in the world. So what people really need to look for, actually, is look for a harvest date on the label.
The California olive oil industry is booming in the state. It's tripled its production since 2009, but that means California is making just 3% of all the olive oil consumed in the U.S. Where is the industry headed?
Well, I would say that that's going to continue to grow. There's a lot of acreage that's been planted in California that is just becoming productive. In this next season, you'll see us producing maybe twice as much as we did in the previous season. And in about 3 years or so, you'll see us doubling that again.
What about the big price difference between the two Consumer Reports winners? Let's talk about the eating part. McAvoy Ranch sells for about $24 a quarter liter. That's $1.73 an ounce. And the Trader Joe's costs less than a quarter of that price. Sounds like consumers can get the same quality for a lot less.
Well, it's actually quite different, the quality. Both of those oils were ranked as excellent by Consumer Reports, but with the Trader Joe's oil, you're looking at a milder profile that is one that goes with a lot of different food. With McAvoy Ranch, they have this organic, very strong profiled oil that may not be something that a beginner would appreciate so much. Sort of like when you first start drinking wine, you might not appreciate something that's really tannic and strong and might go for something that's a little easier to drink.
And how should people use any of these extra virgin olive oils, the extra virgin ones? They're great for salads or maybe making hummus, but should we cook with them?
Actually, you can cook with them, and they do very well in cooking. The Trader Joe's oil is inexpensive enough where you could use it in any application you would like in the kitchen. So I use it in the pan to saute with. I use it in baking. And it works very well. One thing that a lot of folks might not know is that you could replace a cup of butter with 3/4 of a cup of olive oil to get the same result. And then you also don't feel so guilty about eating a cake or a bunch of cookies.
Well, it sounds like you eat very well at home. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Okay, Cy. Thank you.
Dan Flynn is executive director of the UC Davis Olive Center. I'm Cy Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.